Reagan was the voice of Wall Street. He was the embodiment of free enterprise and money and success. And that's what the people at the top of Hollywood always wanted.
Hi, I'm Tracy Oppenheimer for Reason TV. And today we're talking with William Stadium, author of the new book, Moneywood, Hollywood in Its Last Age of Excess. Bill, thanks for talking to us.
Nice to be here.
Your book speculates on how Hollywood left its golden age 30, 40 years ago. Could you just talk about this transformation and some of the changes you've written about?
Well, it's a good story because the last, if you call it a golden age, was the 70s. The directors sort of resurrected a dying Hollywood in the late 50s and 60s. Hollywood was terrible. It was in bad shape. And people were watching television. They didn't want to go out. America was becoming more suburbanized, and people loved watching Leave It to Beaver at home, and why should they go out to a movie theater? And there was plenty of movies on TV. It wasn't very good, but it was easier than going out, and there was a lot of urban unrest and, you know, civil violence and things. So people didn't like going to the movie theaters. And in the 70s, the sort of new wave of De Palma and Scorsese and Coppola, they came in and made some interesting movies. And also the baby boomers were starting to come of age, and they could buy tickets. And these people were probably, the baby boomers were a fairly intellectual group of people, despite the sort of hippie movement. They were kind of brainy, and they were mass college educated at that time. And they responded to these movies like Mean Streets and The Godfather and all these, you know, a lot of terrific movies were starting to come out. What happened in the 80s is basically these people knew how to make blockbuster movies. And Wall Street took notice of this, and they said, we want to get in on this action. So Hollywood became a target of Wall Street, and they started buying in. But what they were buying was not the art, they were buying the money. And that's why the book is called Moneywood. And what really Moneywood is about this a kind of an easy or uneasy relationship between the Wall Street money people and the people here in Hollywood who were the moguls.
You mentioned that the 50s were, people were more focused on TV than the movies. And an Atlantic article just came out saying we're entering the golden age of television. Would you agree with that?
TV has gotten very, very sophisticated. Because you can tell a long form story, you have many episodes to get into the nuance of things. And it used to be in the 80s when TV, I mean, 80s was about Dallas and Dynasty and these kind of big blockbuster shows that sort of reflected Reagan and his kitchen cabinet. They were a dynasty, and the people he was friends with were very dynastic. And more, that was more soap opera stuff. Now with the HBO and then the Sopranos and all these shows, they've gotten very, very sophisticated. And if you want to tell that kind of nuanced story, that's the place to do it. Going to the theater for a two-hour Batman movie is not the place to do it.
There's these online-only platforms now, like you mentioned, HBO Go, and there's original content for Netflix and Hulu. What else can we expect from the digital age?
I think technology is changing every day. Who would have guessed that the VCR would become obsolete and the DVD is passé? In 5 years, who knows what delivery systems we have, but in any case, they can make better and better quality that's more and more targeted to individual taste, and that's where TV can deliver. So now you, in the comfort of home, you can see a TV show that looks better than the old CinemaScope and Technicolor of the 50s.
There's Reagan, and there's a lot of overlaps between Hollywood and politics. Could you talk a little bit about some of these examples?
Well, it was really, you know, the 80s are the age of Reagan. Now, one thinks of Hollywood as a left-wing, democratic, liberal community. Well, most of the actors and writers and the, you know, sort of artistic people in Hollywood truly are kind of liberal Democrat types. The studio heads, the Warners, the Mayors, the Selznicks, they were always Republicans. They wanted to be accepted. They wanted to be on Wall Street. That was fine with them. They thought it was great. And Reagan was the voice of Wall Street. He was the embodiment of free enterprise and money and success. And that's what the people at the top of Hollywood always wanted. And that's what even the more liberal people at the bottom of Hollywood, once they got to the top, they decided they wanted it too. The Republicans were basically had a message of self-reliance. So once these people had made it and were successful, they said the Republican ideology appealed to them more. They said, yeah, we made it, we're successful. Everybody can make it. If we can make it, you can make it. And so they had this kind of mentality. So the people who were running the studios all were Republicans. And in the 80s, all, Reagan was, you know, his kitchen cabinet were all Hollywood kind of people. None of them had succeeded in Hollywood, but all of them had wanted to succeed, or many of them.
Specifically in California, you know, the high cost of production here has really forced a lot of companies to move elsewhere. So do you think that old Hollywood nostalgia is forever gone with them?
Yes, I think we'll never see Hollywood as a place where movies are made anymore. I think now Hollywood is a place where deals are done more than anything else. But I think there'll still be a lot of technology going on here in Los Angeles. So I don't think that Hollywood will ever become a ghost town. But it's really a town of high-tech special effects can be all done here at the studios. I think the studios will become sort of campuses of technology.
Bill, thanks again for talking to us.
I enjoyed it.
For Reason TV, I'm Tracy Oppenheimer.